Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This is talking about what Sadiq Khan said yesterday. Now, Sadiq Khan, Sir Sadiq Khan, is the mayor of London in his third term, the only person to ever have a third term as mayor of London. And he has said that he welcomes the report issued by the London Drugs Commission. And the chair is Lord Falconer, Charlie Falconer, who got to be a peer because he was to be a flatmate to Tony Blair. And the London Drugs Commission made a number of recommendations, and it said that natural cannabis ought to be taken off the use the Misuse of Drugs Act list, should be downgraded from a B grade drug to a C grade drug. Now, so Sadiq has been going down this road for some time. 3 years ago, he visited a legal cannabis farm in California. And he said that the current current UK regime around cannabis is unjustifiable. And Lord Falconer, he concurred with what Sir Sadiq Khan said. Lord Falconer said that continuing to have possession as a crime meant continuing to have problems between the police and ethnic communities. Because ethnic minority people disproportionately use cannabis in Londinium? I don't know, but presumably Lord Falconer is in possession of that in possession of that information. Now, a solution could be for these people to stop using cannabis rather than to change the law. But anyway, it's not often I'll say I think Sir Sadiq is onto something. And Lord Falconer has said the unworkability of the current law is blatant to him, is disproportionate. Proportionality is crucial to so many legal rules. Quite often there's the stop and search, the hated sus laws, and there has to be some sort of reasonable grounds saying you can detect the odor of cannabis, but this requires the olfactory accuracy of police officers, and they stop and pat people down. So cannabis is there, not much down from cocaine or crystal meth or heroin the way it's dealt. They're class A drugs and so on. So Sir Sadiq said we have to do this. Remember years ago, people said there should be an evidence-based policy on drugs. In the last days of Gordon Brown, there was some sort of similar public commission finding firmly slapped down by the Labour government at the time. When Tony Blair came to office in 97, there was talk of decriminalisation. I remember watching the Labour conference where Jack Straw, then Home Secretary, said we will not be legalising dangerous drugs. And there was a lot of booing from the Labour conference floor. And then in the early noughties, there was an experiment, a tolerance zone, in somewhere in South London, where the Metropolitan Police simply didn't enforce the law against cannabis. Now, the police, they cannot make the law, they cannot amend the law, but they simply chose not to enforce it. They're allowed to exercise their discretion, and that they can't enforce most laws totally. They have to let things go. We've got bigger fish to fry. Remember, as a schoolboy speaking to a police officer about this, saying, "Glastonbury, and the purple haze is rising from the crowd as thousands of people are smoking cannabis, and I'm not going to charge in there and try and arrest all of them or any of them. We can only arrest any people. We have to stay around for more serious matters. Prioritization is the heart of policing, you know, because if we arrest this person, I'm off the street for hours dealing with the paperwork, and we're just going to have to let that drift because there are more pressing problems to deal with. We just don't have the numbers. I would say manpower, that'd probably be racialist. So there's a National Prevention of Drugs Alliance, and they said this would be very foolish, and then people would get the idea that it wasn't injurious to their health and so on. There are also all sorts of other drugs. Class B, that's what ketamine is, that sort of horse tranquilizer thing. So it's a controlled substance, that there's the Psychoactive Substances Act. So if you're caught in possession of cannabis, you can get up to 5 years in prison. Often people don't realize that incarceration is possible. Having said that, I've never heard of anyone's got anything even remotely approaching 5 years in prison for possession of cannabis, if it's a small amount, such that it may be reasonably presumed this is for personal consumption and that you weren't dealing it. All right. So because typically they confiscate it and there might be a caution. You simply acknowledge that you did this as a recorded, you did this, and you're released. So no jail time, no fine. You have to go to court. It's simply recorded. Now, if you apply to work with minors, if you apply to work in the financial sector, that will come up. Now, that won't necessarily disbar you, but it's a disadvantage. You say, ooh, we're not taking the risk. I knew a chemistry teacher and she tried cannabis like most people at university in the 1980s. But unlike almost everyone, she got caught. She was still able to teach, but that was a disadvantage, and that's always on her record. So Mark Rowley is commissioner of the police of the metropolis, i.e. the London police, and he said whether laws should be about cannabis should be amended or not. He said that was an issue that only Parliament would decide, and he w did not opinionate sorry opine on it. He said that the metropolitan police would continue to enforce the law as it currently stands. Yeah, he did say that drugs are linked to a lot of crime. But isn't that partly because they're criminalized? Okay, so drug dealing is linked to violence. Yes, and alcohol dealing isn't, partly because alcohol is allowed to be sold lawfully and so on. So the report made a number of other very worthwhile recommendations, which is to say to ameliorate what public health can do for the injuries arising from cannabis abuse. They said that people have got to be made aware of cannabis and its pitfalls from a younger age. And so on. So there's got to be a greater access to medicinal cannabis and so on, making that more affordable, so forth, and then re-examine the case for decriminalization. But yeah, so they said there wouldn't be so much stop and search. The police could concentrate on worse crimes and so forth, so that nobody doubts that cannabis is bad for a person's health. And the anti-drugs people will say this: no shit, Sherlock. I know it's bad for their mental health. Their health for the physical health is very carcinogenic, and it affects different people in different ways. Some people can smoke it and just feel placid, not behave too badly. Others can go psychotic or whatever. Some people have very addictive personalities. Others don't. Some can take it and it can ruin their lives. Others, they try it a few times, don't really like it, get bored, never try it again. Some people can smoke small amounts just once a month, and it doesn't impact them very much. It's a habit, not an addiction. So how are we going to make it a more equitable system? So the London Drugs Commission was set up by Sir Sadiq in 2022. So it took a very long time to come up with this report. It doesn't even have its own website. But anyway, the cabinet of the United Kingdom has no plan to change the law, and obviously the London Assembly and the Mayor of London, they're unable to change the law. They can make law on certain issues, but not on criminal matters. Now, the London Assembly and the Mayor of London, they have some oversight of the police, but they can't give them operational directives. They can't say, arrest her, don't arrest him, or whatever. Send 1,000 officers to this protest, don't bother police in that football match. No, because that would be the legalization of it. They can express an opinion, they can urge them to do this or that, and eventually they can even get rid of the Commission of the Metropolitan Police. But we don't want the police to be made something partisan, to be made a bludgeon in the hands of a ruling political party, to use as a weapon to persecute the opposition or something. But I think that Sir Sadiq is correct. Now, under his model that manufacture or sale of it or whatever, that'd be still criminal. But the average Joe who has a small amount, the police wouldn't even stop him. They wouldn't even confiscate it. I mean, why don't we go further and actually decriminalize, completely legalize rather than decriminalize, make it like alcohol can be bought in licensed shops, taxed, the money goes straight to the NHS or something like that. And why the shop be posters, do you want to come off cannabis? We can help you beat this addiction and blah, blah, blah. So cannabis has always been taken, always will be taken. Yes, it's bad for you. Some people make this informed choice. They want to do something which is bad for their health. They don't necessarily want to live, and people will continue to smoke cannabis, and some will die prematurely, and some will be ill because they're taking cannabis. And in a free society, we've got to allow people to do so. So we can see that prohibition is just unviable, and this has been tried with alcohol and so on. Right, what do you think? Thanks for watching my channel, and make sure you subscribe on Patreon, georgecallan790gmail.com.